prayer. Father, may your word speak. May we hear and receive it. Lord Jesus, thank you for the reminder in the puppet show of what you have done for us. May we hold on to you and on to that wonderful word as we worship you today. And so, Holy Spirit, come, and may your word come to us in our hearts and in our lives as you breathe into us. And I pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. When I read the readings for today for the first time, I was surprised in the season of Lent that the word joy was mentioned four times in our psalm today, Psalm 126, verse 2, our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with songs of joy. Verse 3, the Lord has done great things for us and we are filled with joy. Verse 5, those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. And verse 6, those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Four times, joy. The joy comes from the first verse. When the Lord restored the fortune of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. The people of Jerusalem, we know, were dragged into exile into Babylon. It was a brutal exile. So many people died. So many people's lives were ruined, and the community, the nation, was destroyed. In the midst of the exile, the prophet Jeremiah wrote a letter to the exiles, and this is what he wrote. This is what the Almighty, the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile. I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in numbers there. Do not decrease. Also seek the peace and the prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Jeremiah's words sound very similar to what Jesus said centuries later. You heard that it was said, love your neighbors and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven, who causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. The exiles in Babylon knew that they had been justly punished by their God for the way they had chosen to live their lives. They had not loved their God. They had not loved their neighbor. In the midst of seeking the peace and prosperity of the city to which God carried them into exile, in the midst of that, they were praying to the Lord for Babylon. And in doing that, their hearts were changed. They found their footing. They prospered. The temple, the center of worship in Jerusalem, was long gone. And so the exiles invented what we now call synagogues, small gatherings, spaces often in homes of Jews who chose to pray to their God. Much later, they were the primary places where Jesus taught around the Jewish nation. Prayer became their focus. When God's people pray, things happen. Psalm 126 is not only a psalm about joy, but a psalm of remembering that the Lord answered their prayers and brought them out of captivity to Jerusalem, their home. It seemed impossible that the nation would ever return from exile. They were in exile about 70 years. Approximately two generations had lived and died there. Probably no adult who was taken into exile came back to Jerusalem. But their children, who Jeremiah encouraged to marry and have children, and their children increased in numbers, and they returned to Jerusalem with joy. The prayers of the Jewish people offered while in exile were answered in God's timing. No wonder they felt like they were waking up from a dream. The people were finally home. I'm reminded of that line that some of us know, there's no place like home. Surely, as they wrote in the psalm, the Lord has done great things for us. When God's people pray, things happen in God's timing, not in our timing. The joy the psalmist is writing about is very different from happiness. As we know, we can be happy one moment, and the next moment we can be angry or frustrated or fill in the blank. The joy the psalmist writes about, the joy in the Lord is steady, often quiet, sometimes exuberant as it was in today's psalm, but it lingers. It stays with us in our minds, in our hearts, in our spirits, and in our souls. That joy is the joy that we Christians experience when we turn to Jesus with repentance, often with tears that Psalm 126 mentions, and then we are filled with joy. That our sins are truly forgiven by Jesus, wiped away, and we are welcomed by him into his kingdom. The kingdom of God as honored and blessed citizens. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy lives in us because God chooses to live in us. Sometimes I wonder how many people prayed for me to turn to Jesus in faith. I wonder how many people prayed for you to turn to Jesus in faith and live a new life filled with what C.S. Lewis calls, capital J, joy. Surely that is part of the church's heritage from synagogues. We are a people of prayer, and we are not alone. We, like the synagogues, are a community, a people who choose to worship our God Sunday by Sunday by Sunday with prayer. And when God's people pray, things happen. As we live in God's kingdom and simultaneously in this kingdom, this world, Jesus invites us to follow him on a lifelong journey, as the book that we're reading calls apprentices. I like that word. We know this journey brings suffering, just as the psalmist wrote, just as those who followed Jesus suffered for their faith, just as Jesus suffered. This is part of what we remember in Lent. The journey of Jesus as apprentices then and now is not easy. Life is difficult. But we do not live our lives alone. The risen Jesus walks with us step by step. And the joy God places in us is our strength in the midst of our suffering. And we walk as a community together, living out our faith as church. In that faith, given to us as a gift from our God, we, like Paul, press on to take hold of that which Jesus took hold of us. We always remember as a community, especially in Lent, that Jesus took hold of us first. He loved us first. And we in turn responded to him with love and joy. We freely offer Jesus ourselves, our souls, and our bodies as a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice to him. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Today we remember, along with the people in Psalm 126, that when the Lord does great things for his people, we are filled with joy. We also remember that while the Jews were in exile, they learned to pray. Today, we Christians, in our turn, with our faithful ancestors down through the centuries, remember the great things God has done for us in Jesus, and we are filled with his joy. We also remember that we are a people, a community of prayer. And when God's people pray, great things happen for his honor and for his glory. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the psalmist who reminds us in this season of Lent, when sometimes we're tempted to just look at our suffering, to be reminded that Christians have suffered all through history for their faith, and that we walk with them with hope and with joy. And so, Jesus, as our Lord and our Savior, we pray that you would bless us all through this service. And Holy Spirit, come and breathe your breath of life into us as we worship you today. And I do pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.